Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, calling all radio amateurs. This is K4BOX activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held weekly on Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The FARA VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 Hz subaudible BL tone for access. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to FARANET at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussions and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. We don't have any topics tonight, so I'll pause here and see if anybody has a topic they'd like to discuss. Please call now. Okay, I guess, do we have any announcements tonight?
K1HTV.
K1HTV. Go ahead, Rich.
Andrew, this Saturday is the breakfast at Wegmans. 8:30, second level. I will not be able to attend this one because I'll be in the Worldwide Digi Contest, which starts at 8 a.m. Saturday through 8 a.m. on Sunday. But for all the rest who want to attend, I'm sure there'll be people there at the breakfast this coming Saturday, Wegmans, 8:30. Over.
Roger. Thanks for that announcement, Rich. And I've got you checked in. So now, one last call for announcements. Anybody else? Okay. This is K4BOX. I'll start taking check-ins. Any licensed hams are welcome to check-in.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray. No comment.
W4RKU.
Kilo 3, Foxtrot Romeo.
Here is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel. And I don't have any comments for this evening.
KN4 SPL, no comment. Thanks for running with that, Garth.
Kilo 6, Quebec Oscar November, no comments. Good evening.
Okay, let's pause right there. I've got K1HTV, KO4WYX, no comment, W4RKU, Kilowatt 3FR, K3FR. KM4OZH, no comment. KN4SPL, no comment. KK6QON, no comment. Do we have any additional check-ins?
This is Kilo Quebec 4 Bravo Whiskey, no comment.
N79BB.
KO4VNZ, no comment.
W8BT.
Okay, in that second round, I got KQ4WW, no comment, N7IVV, KO4VNZ, no comment, and W8BT. I'll do one last round of check-ins, and then I'll circle back at the end. Any last check-ins before we start taking comments?
This is KO4, November Mike Charlie, no comment.
November 4, Sierra Juliet Lee, no comment.
Okay, in that last round, I got KO4NMC, no comment, and N4SL, no comment. We'll go up to the top for comments, and then at the end, I'll take another call for check-ins and any rechecks. So K1HTV, Rich, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Garth, and everybody else on the net. This is K1HTV in Amosville, where the weather is quite pleasant, especially after the sun has gone down. It's cooled down a little bit, but it was a pleasant day, fairly dry. Got some outside work done, and then came in and played radio for a while. The past 3 days have been fairly good on the HF bands. The solar flux went from down from like the upper 90s to low 100s. It was 103 yesterday, 106 today. Fortunately, the K index has dropped down from what it was last week in the 6 and then 5 and then 4. And then near the past couple of days, it's been down 2, 1, and even 0 for a period. And when that happens, the northern polar route gets quite good. 2 days ago, worked about a dozen Indonesian stations. That's with the 75 watching on 15 meters. So 15 was really hot for there, plus a number of other Asian countries, China, and so a surprise 15. Normally 17 is the band, but 15 seemed to be the peak band. Notice a couple locals around the lower bands, like 20 and 17. It's always wise to check the higher frequency. Check usually the highest frequency that's open well, will give you the best DX. I see the on 20 meters, for instance, people working Europeans, on 17, a few Asians, and on 15, quite a few more Asian stations. It just tend to favor the higher bands. Other than that, 6 meters is pretty quiet now, and it will probably remain that way unless the solar flux really climbs. We may get some, if we have any magnetic storms in the next couple of months, we may get some trans-equatorial propagation on 6 meters into South America, but it usually takes a little bit higher solar flux index as well. Other than that, the only other thing happening, I'll be driving down with Mark K4SO to Robert's place, K4GBH, and bringing back his radio, his TS450, which had a failure in the memories. Ordered a battery, Mark put it in, and programmed all in 90-something plus memories into the radio, so Robert will be back in business at his dad's QTH over the weekend in Banco. He stays in Riva during the week, stays with his dad on the weekend, so hopefully he'll be back in business again, being able to use his radio on HF. Also, stand at KO4VNZ, Chuck has volunteered to drive Robert to an upcoming FARA club meeting. Robert's very interested in joining the club as a member, so hopefully we'll be able to vote him in as a member, pay his dues, and we'll have another member, and he's been using the repeater quite a bit, so he's a good guy. Okay, back to net control. That's it from here. This is K1H TV.
This is K4BOX. Thanks, Rich. I've heard him on the repeater, so that'll be cool that he'll becoming a member. Next up, we had KO4WYX, who has no comment. And then next up is Kevin, W4RKU. How's it going, Kevin?
K4BOX, W4RKU. Good evening, Garth. Thanks for doing that tonight. I haven't been doing, I've been messing around with N7IV and VV and getting some packet radio stuff. Getting my hands dirty in packet radio again. I got most of it working up at my Boston, Virginia station. And then here, because of just where I'm located, I can't get much. But it does very well up at my nephew's. So, and then Saturday, if they're COVID-free, or at least he is, plan on doing some antenna work because the storms lately, somehow one of them wasn't tightened enough and they're not pointing in the right direction. So it would be nice to know which way the two Yaggies are pointing. So that's all I got. I'll turn it back over to you. K4BOX, W4RKU, back to net.
Thanks, Kevin. It's funny you should mention the packet radio stuff. Between Brad's question on the mailing list recently and a YouTuber I follow, a Ham Radio Crash Course, he recently had a video about packet radio. I've been considering checking it out myself, so that's pretty cool. So this is K4BOX. Next up is K3FR.
K4BOX and the net. This is Kilowatt 3 Foxtrot Romeo, Ron. Thank you, Garth, for taking that tonight. Well, being that 6 is on the downside, I'm starting to change my habits a little bit to a little bit more of a morning 2-meter operation to pick up some of the tropospheric ducting possibilities in the mornings on 2 meters. On FT8, and then yesterday in the evening, I went over and sampled the low bands with a little bit on 20 meters, and 60 meters was pretty quiet last night, so I made several contacts there as well, and the noise was down quite a bit from what it has been. Also updated to the release candidate 3 of WSJTX 2.6.0. Noticed a couple of issues, to me at least, not working the same, but overall I like the most of the new features in it, have to give them a little bit more of a try. That's it for me, K4BOX, K3FR.
I have not updated that particular piece of software in quite some time, so you've reminded me that I should probably look into doing that. So thanks for your comment. Next up is KM4OZH, he was no comment. KN4SBL, no comment. KK6QON, no comment. I hope I had read my handwriting right on that one. KQ4WW, no comment. Next up is Brad, N7IVV.
Evening, Garth, N7IVV here. It's been kind of quiet the last few days. Like Kevin mentioned, I've been fighting with Packet, trying to get things set up. It shouldn't be anywhere near as hard as it always seems to end up being. But may have stumbled on a possible solution to my problem here a little while ago. But anyway, what prompted this is just trying to work Packet through the International Space Station. They've got their Digipeter running. For anybody who's listening, you can at least hear the packets, just like a lot of times you can hear regular QSOs just with your FM handheld. The packet frequency is 145.825, and it's FM, of course. And there's always something going on with FM repeaters too up there. 145.800, I believe. I don't have it right in front of me. Anyway, other than that, just sort of a normal day. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Garth. N7IVV.
Thanks for that, Brad. I didn't realize that the space station ran a Digipeter. The YouTuber that I mentioned talked about it because in California, apparently Packet Radio is big in the MCOM community. So that's interesting. I'll definitely have to check that out now. So this is K4BOX. Next up was KO4VNZ, who's no comment. And then next up is Travis, W8BT.
Hey, good evening, Garth and all in the net. This is W8BT. Garth, thanks for running the net. You're doing a great job. You sound like a natural. Haven't been doing a whole lot here. I did try out the Demi transverter that Terry W8ZN gave to me, and I haven't converted yet to split IF yet, but I use it just with the 10 watts into it via common IF off the TS-850, and I noticed it's got a lot lower noise floor than the Temtec I've been using, but anyway, 6 has kind of been dead, like everybody said, so didn't do too much with it, but it does work, and I had a broken wire on my PTT cable that I had made for the TS-850, and I fixed that, and got everything working at least, so anyway, on to figuring out how to split the IF on that Demi transverter, but and also I guess as the weather cools down, time to spend some time getting my multi transverter set up working with the relays and everything that I have, but and the little board for the Raspberry Pi. But anyway, that's about all I've been up to here recently, other than working and doing stuff while the weather's been pretty nice. I did flip over to 17 meters this evening and saw some JAs and I think one BH4 in China. But maybe I should give 15 a try, at least for listening. My antenna's not resonant there, but it'd be nice to see what I can see. Anyway, that's about all I've got. Thanks for going to NetGuard. This is W8BT, back to net control.
Everybody talking about 17 and 15 meters, I have to admit, I normally stick with 20, 40, and 80. Lately with Oscar, we've been doing 10 because he can use that with his technicians, and he can generally get, you know, a little bit farther out there if the propagation gods allow. So, but I'll have to check that out. Thanks, Travis. This is K4BOX. Next up is KO4NMC, no comment. N4SL, no comments. And then I'll just make my comments. Yeah, I, the kids have been back in school the last week or two, and so we're adjusting to school schedules, and then work's been crazy. So I haven't done a whole lot of radio. What little stuff we do, I try to get Oscar onto 10 meters. So hopefully I'll have some time as the schedule settles down. So that's it for me.
Correction?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that was November 4, Sierra Juliet Lima, N4SJL.
N4SJL, this is K4BOX. Thank you for the correction. I didn't know if I got that right the first time, so I appreciate it. So, now that I'm done, let me call for any additional check-ins or rechecks.
Kilo Juliet 7 Alpha Papa Victor.
KJ7APV, go ahead.
K4BOX, KJ7APV, this is Becca in Catlett, Virginia. Not much radio going on lately. I did return to college this week, doing remotely, two different colleges in Idaho. Had an interesting phenomenon happen. It happens about once a year. Have you ever seen very experienced farmers harvest pear trees? I've got these loaded pear trees here. And they came over in a big group with a truck and a bunch of crates. They climbed up in those trees and shook the trees, and it was like raining pears, and they picked them all up, and they're going to have a big canning session. So it's become a tradition over the years. So that happened this evening just before the Met. I guess that's why I'm a little bit late. So greetings, everybody, and wishing you a happy evening. And 73 KJ7 ABV back to net control.
Well, thanks, Becca. No, I have not seen that before. We have a couple pear trees, but we have a pole picker that we use. So I've never seen it done in a large group before. With that, I'll do one more round of check-ins or rechecks just to make sure I didn't miss anybody. Okay, nothing heard. So this is K4BOX for the far net. Thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to the far net at wva.org. Please feel free to continue discussions on this repeater. I see from this dialogue here that we generally hop over to the UHF repeater. Unfortunately, I don't have UHF capabilities here in my shack right now, so if anybody wants to volunteer to go run a net over there, please chime in. Otherwise, I unfortunately can't help. So this is K4BOX. Thank you, and have a good evening, 73.
This is W4VA repeater.